The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Cracks in Google's dominance. That's been the fear since ChatGPT stole Google's mainstream AI moment, and last night, the search giant gave investors reason to worry. It is Wednesday, January 31st. Welcome to the Tech Check podcast. I am Mark Gilbert. Deirdre Bosa is on assignment this afternoon, making her way through Palo Alto right now. But earlier today, we talked about this Google story on TV. It's actually similar to what we talked about Monday, right? All the AI startups like Proximity and Arc with their new product, Arc Search, that are coming after Google in search in its core business. Shares of Alphabet are down 6.5% right now after reporting earnings. On the call last night, this is really all analysts wanted to talk to management about the risk of generative AI coming for Google's business and the increased spending and CapEx that Google is going to have to do to not fall behind. So here's Deirdre wrapping it all up on TV earlier today.
The worst case scenario for Google started to show itself last night. The idea that generative AI will crack its dominance in search ads and could eventually kill its golden goose. Now, fourth quarter ad revenue, it fell short, and CFO Ruth Porat, she hedged expectations going forward by saying that search has a, quote, larger base to grow off in 2024. Analysts on the call, they questioned the impact of competitive AI tools as an alternative to search, and they tried to figure out if search volumes have been affected by new chatbots like ChatGPT. Here was Sundar Pichai on that call.
We test search generative experience, particularly against everything that's out there. And, you know, we can see the progress we are making and how much users are liking the experience better. And so I think, you know, feel very good about the progress and our roadmap for 24 is strong. Both on the search and the underlying AI progress, including the models.
You know, the key word in that soundbite, it might be test. So it's still early, but others like OpenAI and Microsoft, they're doing more than just testing. They're promoting their chatbots, and they're in some ways making them the default. It isn't yet clear how advertising works in a Gen AI interface, and Google isn't just going to flip that switch before it figures it out. Search ads is too good, too profitable a business, and that may mean that Google moves slower and is less nimble while others beat it to the punch. That's the fear, like OpenAI did 18 months ago with having that mainstream AI moment, not Google. Now, of course, the threat, it is still small and it may be far off. And do remember that Google was the first to actually develop this technology. In this week's Tech Check Deep Dive, we're going to discuss this very nuanced idea, how search could be disrupted in more detail. So be sure to check that out at cnbc.com/TCWeekly. It publishes Friday. But guys, there's this notion developing that maybe search gives way to an entirely new category that some are calling query assistance. I think it needs a better name, but just this idea that search isn't going to look the same.
Meantime, Dee, all of these reports are forcing the street to look ahead to figure out implications for AWS and Amazon, right?
Yes, yes. And I think the takeaway there is that Alphabet and Microsoft, they're still spending in terms of CapEx. They're still investing in servers and their cloud infrastructure, while cloud is growing, you know, at a decent pace. Again, it's kind of bottomed out. And that could be very good news for NVIDIA, right? The guys that make the GPUs, it could keep that sort of cycle going. And AWS is going to be really important because obviously Amazon spends a ton on this stuff. So I'm looking for that growth number. And remember that there's been more worries about AWS has a larger base than there have been about Microsoft and Google cloud units. So it's got to be above that 12% growth rate in terms of the top line. But spending is going to be really interesting too, that CapEx number.
All right, Deirdre, we look forward to those results. Deirdre Bosa.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.